Hey there, my fellow English enthusiasts. Learning English, or any other foreign language for that matter, is like embarking on a grand storytelling adventure. At first, each new word you discover feels weighty and significant, as if it could be the final piece of your linguistic puzzle. Every step forward brings you closer to the ultimate goal, fluency. The exhilaration that accompanies this conquest is intoxicating. Yet, when you attempt to refine and polish your language skills, you may find yourself feeling inadequate. The vocabulary seems too simplistic. The sentences lack the melodic quality that pleases the ear. The journey of rewriting and refining can leave you feeling overwhelmed, as if you've barely scratched the surface of the language and its intricate world. Many language learners reach a plateau at this juncture. They become disheartened, feeling as though conquering new linguistic realms is an insurmountable task, a constant reminder of their limitations. But fear not, I'm Rob, and you're listening to Grammar Grins, the podcast that propels your English language learning to new heights. Through this podcast, I show you that although there are countless approaches to learning English, the most effective method is the one that resonates with you. Join me on this linguistic journey, and together we'll uncover the joy of language learning in a way that suits your style and preferences. So, let's embark on this adventure together. Embrace the delightful quirks of the English language, explore its captivating expressions, and unlock the secrets of fluency. Get ready for a fun-filled and enlightening experience here on Grammar Grins. Welcome back to Grammar Grins. In this segment, we'll explore idiomatic expressions originating from everyday situations. Get ready to discover a collection of idioms that will bring life and color to your conversations. Let's start with idiomatic expressions related to weather. We often use weather metaphors to describe various situations. For example, when something is going smoothly, we might say, "It's a breeze." It means it's easy and effortless, like a gentle wind on a pleasant day. On the other hand, when someone is feeling down or unhappy, we might say they are under the weather. This idiom suggests that they are not feeling well or are in a low mood, as if affected by gloomy weather conditions. Moving on to idioms related to food, we have a rich array of expressions. If someone is a tough cookie, it means they are strong-willed and resilient, just like a hard cookie that takes effort to bite into. Another food-related idiom is the icing on the cake. In Italian, la glassa sulla torta. The icing on the cake. It refers to something that makes a good situation even better. Imagine a beautifully decorated cake with icing on top, adding that extra touch of delight. Let's explore idiomatic expressions related to animals. When someone is as quiet as a mouse, it means they are very quiet and hardly make any noise, just like mice scurrying around silently. We can't forget, of course, idioms associated with body parts. For instance, when we say someone is all ears, it means they are fully attentive and eager to listen. It's like their ears are ready to absorb every word. Here's another interesting one. To have a sweet tooth. To have a sweet tooth. It means to have a strong liking for sweet food or desserts. It implies a preference or craving for sugary delights. These are just a few examples of idiomatic expressions that we encounter in our everyday conversations. Embracing these idioms adds depth and liveliness to our language, allowing us to express ourselves more creatively. Feel free to explore and use idiomatic expressions in your own conversations. They can help you connect with native speakers and enhance your fluency in a fun and engaging way. Remember, idioms make language come alive. That wraps up our segment on idioms from everyday life. Stay tuned for our next segment, where we'll travel across cultures and discover idiomatic expressions from around the world. In this final segment, we'll take a global journey and explore idiomatic expressions from different cultures. Get ready to discover the diversity and richness of idioms around the world. Let's begin with Italian idiomatic expressions, since we're embracing the joy of language learning together. Italians have a colorful array of idioms that add charm and character to their conversations. For example, prendere il toro per le corna, which literally means to take the bull by the horns, is an idiom used to encourage someone to face a challenge head on with courage and determination. Another Italian idiom is in bocca al lupo, which translates to in the mouth of the wolf. It's an expression used to wish someone good luck, similar to the English idiom break a leg that we explored in our previous episode. Now, let's venture beyond Italy and explore idiomatic expressions from other cultures. In Spanish, there's an idiom called, an apology to all my Spanish listeners if I'm mispronouncing this, echar agua al mar, which means to pour water into the sea. It's used to describe an unnecessary or futile action. In French, you might come across the idiom avoir le cafard, which translates to have the cockroach. It's an idiom used to express feeling down or having the blues. Traveling to Japan, we encounter the idiom neko kaburu, which literally means to wear a cat on one's head. Figuratively, it means to act innocent or pretend to be someone you're not. These are just a few examples of how idiomatic expressions vary across cultures, offering unique insights into different languages and their respective worldviews. Exploring idioms from different cultures not only expands our linguistic repertoire, but it also deepens our understanding of different societies and their traditions. As language learners, embracing idiomatic expressions from various cultures allows us to connect more authentically with native speakers and broaden our intercultural communication skills. So, let's celebrate the beauty of idiomatic language from around the world and continue our linguistic journey together. And that brings us to the end of our adventure through the world of idiomatic expressions in this episode of Grammar Grins. I hope you've enjoyed exploring the colourful tapestry of idioms from everyday life and across cultures. Idioms bring a touch of magic to our language, allowing us to express ourselves in unique and creative ways. They add depth, humor, and cultural insights to our conversations. By incorporating idioms into your language learning journey, you not only enhance your vocabulary, but you also gain a deeper understanding of the cultures from which these expressions originate. From everyday idioms like "it's a breeze" or "the ball is in your court" to idioms that take us on a linguistic journey around the globe, idiomatic expressions offer a world of expression awaiting to be explored. I encourage you to continue discovering and using idiomatic expressions in your conversations. Embrace their charm, bring them to life, and watch as your language skills flourish. Remember, idioms are like the secret ingredients that spice up our language, making it more vibrant and engaging. So don't be afraid to sprinkle them into your speech and let your language soar to new heights. Thank you for joining us on this idiomatic adventure. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we'll continue our exploration of the English language. Keep grinning, keep learning, and keep embracing the joy of grammar. Until next time, cheerio!